The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Welcome one, welcome all. This is Texans Extra Points. My name is Drew Doherty. I'm your host, and we've got a fun one for you today. Two of my good friends joining me on this show, David Nuno from ABC 13, as well as John Harris, Texans Radio, Texans Analyst. And you guys know each other. You guys are long-time
buddies.
We're the
three best friends.
That's right. Just like The Hangover, yeah, the movie. We'll get into that in a little bit, but first we've got to get some news out of the way. Jadeveon Clowney, the first overall pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, is finished for the season. Head coach Bill O'Brien, as well as the defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel, explain why.
We came to the decision that in the best interest of JD is that we will place him on injured reserve, and he will have surgery on his right knee.
Evidently, that's what needs to be done to try to get him healthy. And so that's all we can do is hope that he can get healthy, because when he's healthy, we know what he's capable of.
So the 2014 season for one key member of the defense finished, but another key member is coming back. Good news about Kareem Jackson. The cornerback practiced all week. He had a knee injury that he suffered back in November against the Philadelphia Eagles, but it's looking good for number 25 to return tomorrow.
It definitely feels good to be back out there. So it's day-to-day right now. You know, I'm feeling, you know, a lot better. So, like I said, just excited to be back out there with the guys.
He's a very good cornerback, so it'd be very good to have him back out there. A lot of fun, and I think our DBs have done a great job this year. Obviously, anytime you get sacks, you have to give credit to your DBs because of that.
And how about tomorrow's opponent? The Jacksonville Jaguars are bad. They're 2-win bad at this juncture in December, but you throw the records out, all that other stuff, according to the Texans.
You wouldn't think that they're 2-10. The record goes out the door. They're productive. The stats show it. So we got our work cut out for us as an offensive line. Got to be on our P's and Q's.
They play hard. They play hard. They played real well last game. They came back. And like I said, they're going to be playing at home. So they're going to have a lot of energy and feeling good about themselves. So, you know, we expect to get the best game from them.
Believe if you want to continue success in this league, you must string together wins. And that is the go.
All right, fun times there from the fifth member of the Beatles, Arian Foster, talking in a British accent. John, let's start with you. Let's start with the quarterback position. We saw the highest of highs last week from Ryan Fitzpatrick. Probably not going to continue, but what do you see him doing against the Jacksonville defense that we've heard some good things about?
Well, I think Jacksonville defense is a lot better than people imagine, especially in the front four. Sendarek Marks next to Roy Miller. I think that twosome inside could really create some problems. But he is facing a secondary with four second-year guys and then Aaron Colvin, a nickelback, who's a rookie. So he can't take advantage of them. And I think what we found is what we saw before he was replaced with Ryan Mallett, and that is he's got a pretty good synergy with DeAndre Hopkins. But I think he's got to find that across the field. It can't just be locking in a number 10. Oh, by the way, number 80 is pretty good too. So he can spread the wealth. And I think stepping back and looking at the entire offense, how it's supposed to be run, how it can be run, I think that was instrumental in Ryan's performance. But he got the ball out hot. Tennessee sacked him five times in Nashville. They put one hit on him with a blitz on Sunday. That was key. Pass protection was great. Receivers got to their routes and got open. He made quick reads, got rid of the football. That's the way this offense should look. Six touchdowns, good. I didn't think we'd expect that. I didn't expect that. But to see it run at that level, I think we saw that coming at some point throughout the year.
David, how much of it was, you know, stepping back, seeing how this offense is supposed to be run, and how much of it was a beleaguered Titans defense, maybe?
Obviously, the Titans defense played into it, but I like the pep in his step. He came in there, you know, Ryan knows exactly who he is. He's not going to try to wow you, but what I loved about what I saw from him was he stretched out the field. He threw it downfield a little bit more than he's done in the past. And I think sitting back, seeing the way Ryan Mallett ran it, and also just a little time to digest the way the offense was going, I think was certainly good for him. And of course, he came in with a little bit of confidence, like he didn't think he should have lost the job, but he was ready for the next opportunity.
You said pep in your step. I like the pep in y'all's step, too. We're going to continue to stay peppy here on Texans Extra Points. We're just getting started. We need to talk about J.J. Watt for MVP and how much of a reality is that. But we also got to talk about more things on the Texans defense. Texans Extra Points is continuing, so don't go anywhere, because we got strip sacks, we got sacks, and we got touchdowns. We'll be back in just a moment.
Some things fall short of quality. And some things are all about quality. Like the Hyundai Elantra, one of three Hyundai models to receive a J.D. Power Award for initial quality. Right now, during Hyundai Holidays, take advantage of our best offers of the season.
Now get 0% for 60 months, bonus cash, and no payments for 90 days at Houston-area Hyundai dealers.
Working with the Houston Astros to pioneer less invasive treatments for shoulder injuries. Advancing the way we treat foot and ankle injuries for Houston Ballet. And using innovative healing techniques to get the Houston Texans back on the field faster. Working with elite athletes to better treat the everyday athlete. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose, we get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein from the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
This is Texas, and here football is king. Friday Night Lights, firing up the tailgate, and college football at NRG Stadium. And the road ends here as the Big 12 takes on the SEC for the first time in the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl. 8 p.m. Monday, December 29th at NRG Stadium. Call 832-667-2390 or visit AdvocareTexasBowl.com. It's the finale of the college football season. Don't miss it.
All right, everyone. We don't want any more surprises with the electric bill. So, no hair dryers, no toast, no baking, or anything else that uses electricity.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, honey, we're not going to waste energy talking about it, are we? Don't answer that.
Actually,
Zip it.
With the new Reliant Predictable 12 plan, your electricity costs are the same every month for 12 months with no surprises.
Okay, I think we're good here. Is this right? Oh, yes.
Welcome to Reliant. How can we help you?